USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is a wind-driven bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Democrats and Republicans still working to avenge another partial government shutdown. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week.
Tropical Storm Beta is moving inland and dumping a lot of rain on the Texas Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall Monday night, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say some areas could get more than a foot of rain. Despite being told to evacuate, these Gulf Coast residents tell NBC News they're staying put.
No, we stay for every tropical storm.
If it was a Category 4, we were in trouble, we would have been gone by now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding President Trump nominating someone to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, one of the names we're hearing is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Coney Barrett is a pro-life Christian conservative. She went to high school with Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana. He tells Fox News what he remembers about Barrett.
She's an exceptional pick and an exceptional person, Tucker. You know, she's had this phenomenal career. She's a brilliant constitutional scholar, as everyone will see and hear. But more important than that, she's a great person. She's a wife and a doting mother of 7 children. 2 of them are adopted from Haiti. 1 has special needs, her youngest. She's grounded, you know, and that makes her a relatable person. And I think that's exactly the kind of justice that we need on the Supreme Court, someone who can relate to real people and understand the real problems and real quandaries of real Americans. And I think she'll be a great pick. She's only 48 years old. I mean, she could serve on the court for more than a generation, you know. I think she checks all the boxes, and if she is in the top slot, it'll be great.
William LaCroix is set to be the 6th federal inmate executed by lethal injection this year in a U.S. prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. LaCroix, a believer in witchcraft, in 2001 killed a woman who he believed put a spell on him. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.